Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you this week about failing forward. Failing forward. The question is, we're not if or when we're going to fail, but it's when it is, not if we will, but when. And yet I know that we learn in school and we read books and things about how to be successful, but we don't ever talk about what do we have to do when we fail. And so I want to encourage you as followers of Jesus. I know a lot of people, yours truly included, that have let the enemy steal way too much of their life because of hitting the rewind button about failures that you've had in your life. And sometimes it's failures because of decisions we've made. Other times it's failures because of decisions that others have made that were selfish decisions that have impacted our lives. And sometimes it really gets us stuck in life. It actually can set us back in life. And yet I have found now in doing ministry a little over 20 years, I have found that a lot of times things happen that are unfortunate and painful and cause us to make unwise decisions. Sometimes it's kind of a combination of both unwise, selfish decisions we've made and unwise, selfish decisions that other people have made. And so today I'm going to be sharing from a book by John Maxwell called Failing Forward that I'm fortunate to actually have a few pages in chapter 6. And the chapter that I'm in is entitled, It's Not What Happens to You, It's What Happens in You. Say it again, it's not what happens to you, it's what happens in you. And I was fortunate to be in that book. It's hard to believe it's been 20 years ago now, but it was about when the grocery store that I owned in Cynthiana, Kentucky, after we were able to reopen in a miraculous 21 days after just a horrendous flood that caused just a lot of devastation. And I used a lot of the principles from John Maxwell because I've been he's kind of been a mentor from a distance. I've read lots of his books. He used to have a cassette club, a monthly cassette that he sent on leadership, and that changed to CDs, of course, and now it's all digital. But just a lot of impact. And reason being is John actually used to be a pastor, pastored a couple of churches, and one really grew in California, but he had so many business people asking him for wisdom, how to apply biblical principles in the workplace. And so he just finally felt led to start an organization called Enjoy, INJOY, and wanted to help people that are in the real world, as I like to call it, about how to live out their faith and how to just make good decisions and God-honoring decisions. And if you've not ever read any of John Maxwell's stuff, he'd be well worth checking out and Google his name and lots of really, really good books that have impacted my life over the years. But I want to start with a quote from John Maxwell. He says, the difference between average people and achieving people is their perception and their response to failure. Say that one more time. The difference between average people and achieving people is their perception and their response to failure. And so one of the things I want to talk to you about today is how we can change our perception of failure and look at our response of failure. I think some of these are just common attitudes towards failure that I've experienced in my own life and from others, and then from reading that book, Failing Forward, several years ago. One a common attitude towards failure is that we all quite often have a fear of failure. No, there's times that I've been in fear of failing, and it's kept me from really experiencing some really cool opportunities that maybe God was wanting to provide, but I wouldn't let him because I was a fear of failing, a fear of failure. Also, a common attitude towards failure is a misunderstanding of failure is it isn't a percentage or test. It's not a single event. It's a process. It just takes time sometimes, and then in the end result, we do fail. A lot of times we're actually unprepared for failure. We're trained with knowledge on how to be successful. We talked about that earlier in the program. But we don't talk about what happens when you fail. I like this quote by J. Wallace Hamilton. He says, "People are training for success when they should be training for failure. Failure is far more common than success. Poverty is more prevalent than wealth. And disappointment is more normal than arrival." Oh, that's so true, isn't it, friends? And yet, we don't like to talk about our failures. We just want to talk about our successes. And I get it. I understand that. And yet, I've learned when I am vulnerable with somebody else that a lot of times it opens the door for somebody else to share about a disappointment in their life or a wound in their life, or it allows them to be more vulnerable. And I heard somebody say, I believe it was Lecrae several years ago, that your scars can become someone else's stars. I'll say that again. Your scars can become someone else's stars. And a scar, you know what that means, right? Scar means you survived it. Yes, it could have been extremely painful, a surgery, a wound, okay? But you survived it. Remember Jesus, when he finally saw the disciples the first time and doubting Thomas wasn't with him, and the disciples told him, and it was Thomas, but then, of course, he became doubting Thomas because he told them, said, you guys may have said, you saw Jesus, but I won't believe it until I see him, until I see the scars. And when Thomas finally got to see Jesus, Jesus showed him the scars and said, touch them, touch the scars in my hands and the scar on my side where I was stabbed. And, you know, friends, it's amazing. Over 2,000 years later, it's still true. Our scars can help bring hope. Our scars can be somebody else's stars. And I want to encourage you with that today. Well, when we look at a perception of failure, a lot of times when we fail, we fail backwards, okay? You know, instead of failing forward, like this book's talking about, it's not whether you have failure, but when you do fail, let's learn from it and let's fail forward. And of course, the Bible talks about that over and over, that because of Jesus, there's always hope. I'm so thankful. You know, Romans 15, 13, the foundational verse for hope is here. It just talks about that the God of all hope will give you all joy and peace as you trust in him and give you hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so, friends, you know, God wants to help you. It's okay to fail, but he's going to help you persevere through it. Unfortunately, a lot of people, when they fail, though, they like to blame others. I've been guilty of doing that before. But one of the things that I've tried to do a better job, and I'd like to say I do it all the time, but I may have messed up somewhere and forgotten, but try not to play that blame game. I really tried to own when I mess up. And even if it's maybe 30% my fault and 70% somebody else, I'll just say, you know what? That's on me. And, you know, I think people have a lot more respect when you own your failures. Now, if you keep repeating the same mistake and failure, then it starts to become a little bit of a question of like, hey, what's going on here? And you need to use a little more wisdom, right? But when you own a mistake, a failure that you've had, I really think it helps you, number one, say, you know what, I'm not a failure, even though there was a failure that I was a part of. And also people have a lot more respect for you when we own them, because so many people, especially in our culture today, like to play the blame game. Another thing with failures, and we talked about this just for kind of a little bit here just a second ago, but when we keep repeating the same mistakes, you know, sometimes you got to stop back and look and say, okay, what do I need to do differently? And for some people, they take that part of the Bible about forgiving that means they should just continue to be a doormat or let people take advantage of them. No, you forgive them so you don't get bitterness in your heart. But if somebody's borrowed money from you two different times and they've not paid it back, you don't need to let them borrow money a third time. That doesn't mean that you're not a Christian, okay? You're not a follower of Jesus. The Bible says to be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. And wisdom is that, you know what? I'm not going to get that money. The Bible talks about that the borrower is servant to the lender. And when you loan people money, and especially if they've not paid it back the previous two times, then you know what? That's on you. And so maybe today you're kind of in one of those situations. It could be a family member, but you may just need to say, you know, I'm sorry. you know, this just hasn't worked out well the first two times, the previous two times we've done this, and I'm not going to be able to help you financially this time. I think one of the false perceptions of failure we have, we think, you know what? Okay, I'm never going to fail again. Now, hopefully it's not that same scenario that you fell maybe a couple of previous times, but we think we're never going to fail again. And something, we have a failure in our life, either professionally or personally, and it's something in a different area of our lives, and we're just like, you know, dumbfounded, and we're just overwhelmed by, I can't believe that I had a failure, and, you know, this always happens to me. And yet, friends, that's part of living in a fallen world. And so we can't expect to never fail again, but obviously we want to limit the ways and the reasons why we fail and see how we can learn from them and prevent them. And sometimes, unfortunately, it can actually start to become a mindset. You kind of get, I call that hee-haw, you know. Remember those show Hee-Haw that used to sing that song, Gloom, Despair, and Agony on Me. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. And in other words, you start to expect to fail. And that's not God-honoring, friends. The Bible says we're the head and not the tail. And yet a lot of people walk around like they're the tail in life. Doesn't mean that you're arrogant, but you know, it's okay to be confident. We want to be humble, but we don't need to be weak and we don't need to be pitiful. As I've heard people say before, you know, you can either be pitiful or powerful, but you can't be both. And to be brutally honest with you today, that when we are pitiful, it doesn't attract people to Christianity. People want to see hope. They want to see strength. They want to see faith. And please don't misunderstand, we all have moments of weakness and disappointments, but if that's how you spend the majority of your time, and the enemy will make sure that he'll do that. And we had a guest last week, Kara Starnes, and her book called Defend Yourself. And, you know, there's some spiritual warfare sometimes that seems that has to take place. And we have to be on the offensive, okay? Because the enemy does want to do what John 10:10, Jesus warned us. The enemy comes to steal and to kill and destroy. So make no mistake about it. He wants to steal and kill and destroy your hopes and dreams. But please know that in the very next breath, Jesus said, but I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. In other words, when you have a failure in your life, I'm going to help you not only survive, I can help you thrive. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, some things work together for those who love the Lord and called according to his purpose. Oh, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. It says, Romans 8, 28 says, most things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I apologize. No, it says all things work together for those who love the Lord and called according to his purpose. Friends, I'm here to tell you that, being over ministry now 20 years, walking this earth for over 50 years, that truly all things do work together in your life if you love the Lord and you are called according to his purpose. And he does have a purpose for you. Sometimes it's different than our purpose. That's where we get a little confused, I think. But you know, if you love Jesus and you're seeking him with all your heart, mind, and soul, as the old saying goes, God will make lemonade out of lemons. You truly just need to trust him and honor him. And sometimes it simply requires what Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will make your path straight. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I hope you'll join us again tomorrow as we're going to continue looking at how you can fail forward. My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Are you over 55 looking to increase your strength, endurance, balance, coordination, and more? Fitness for folks over 55 should be more than just stretching and mild workouts. Stronger Life, fitness for people over 55, helps folks do the things that they want and need to do. From lifting heavy packages, grandchildren, and pets, to hiking the Inca Trail. Created by doctors of physical therapy and led by Stronger Life certified coaches, group classes are not only effective, but safe. A Stronger Life is a better life. Located in Lexington. For more information, visit us online at StrongerLifeHQ.com.